From the Director, Department of Transportation and the Airport Director, requesting authorization to amend the current building and parking lease agreement with Air Cargo Carriers Holding, Inc., effective February 1st, 2014, for the lease of approximately 8,800 square feet of office space and approximately 75 spaces of paved parking at Milwaukee County's MKE Regional Business Park at General Mitchell International Airport.
Mr. Bateman.
Chairman, Supervisors, Air Cargo Carriers leases two hangars at the airport, and they lease building 202 at the Park. They have had a downsizing of their contractual business commitments and have asked to be relieved of some of the space they're leasing. They are going to go from the 23,000 square feet to 8,800 square feet and reduce their employee count until such time as their business picks up again. Importantly here, the lease expires on April 30th, 2014, and so they could have downsized at that time. And so they've asked us to help mitigate the cost of this by giving them this three-month abeyance of the lease for the remainder of the period because of this contraction of their business. So it's staff's recommendation that we do make this effective February 1st rather than the May 1st time frame that it would have.
Supervisor Washington.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll move approval of item number four.
Supervisor Bukowski.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to know what kind of precedent we're setting here. You know, I guess a contract isn't a contract. You know, it only works when it's in so-and-so's favor or whatever. Have we done this before? I think that when we've had... different levels, but contracts like this, you know, you got ebbs and flows of businesses, and so if a company basically says, you know, in the good times, yeah, we'll sign this contract, and then times aren't good, so we're gonna come to the county board and ask for this help here. Is that good business for us?
Mr. Bateman, Chairman, Supervisors, I think every decision is really based on the issues that you have for that instant case, and had this been a lease that had a longer term to it, I would have had greater qualms about making this recommendation to the board. But because it was going to expire on its own terms on April 30th, I thought it would be appropriate to in good faith negotiations with Air Cargo Carriers to go ahead and make this recommendation to the board because it would have happened anyway. I guess we could have held them to it if we wanted to, but I guess I want to keep this tenant there. And giving them this three-month advance is going to help do
that. How many other companies do we have like that in your eyes where you want to help them? I mean, again, then a contract's not worth the paper it's written on. If you're going to use that kind of attitude and say, okay, we're going to do this to keep our people or whatever, well, then why wouldn't any of the other vendors or whatever say, listen, Air Cargo's doing this, why can't we?
Supervisor, I think it really depends on the situation of each contract and contractor. You know, Frontier Airlines is leasing... a lot of space in the terminal building. In that case, you know, we're not letting them out of their lease. They haven't come to us either, asking for it. But come 2016, that is up for renewal. So we'll be dealing with the same issue. It was only because this was such a short term until the lease was going to be renewed again that I felt comfortable in making the recommendation. It's a struggle. The MKE Regional Business Park is not yet, producing a lot of quality jobs and investment, much less the breaking even. And so here's a tenant that's been with us quite a while, and I want to keep them in the building. granted, it's at a lesser footprint than it was before, but I think it was a good faith response, you know, to make this 3-month abeyance to keep them intact.
Any other comments or questions? So, Jersey.
I hear what you're saying. The concern I have is you seem to be representing the tenant here and not the the county. And I guess my question is, what is the consideration from Waukee County with regard to the reduction? Is it that we're going to get this tenant to renew his lease? And I guess the question then follows, if we don't, is this a sum that we're talking about enough to cause this tenant to go out of business? And what is the county's position? What is the consideration we're getting for this exchange of agreements?
Chairman, supervisors, I'm repeating myself. I think that the consideration we're getting is the fact that they're going to re-up their options at their reduced footprint. Had we not done this, I don't know what they would have done.
So when they renew, then, I mean, that the consideration from Waukee County is that they're going to stay and renew leases. Is it going to be at the lower amount that you're renegotiating here?
Yes.
And have we looked done the RFP to find out if there's perhaps other tenants that could take this space?
No, we have not.
Are there?
I don't think so. They're not beating the doors down, that's for sure.
Who are the principals behind Air Cargo?
Jim Germack is the president.
I mean, this is in fact airport related, so I'm trying to, you know, be as sympathetic as I can to the requests, but it seems to me that we are not getting any consideration for the reduction. Are they going to default if we don't reduce it? How long have they been there?
Since 2011. They've been an airport tenant for decades.
And do you know if these air cargo carriers, if there are other businesses out there that are, you know, competing for this work and trying to obtain space in airports, not only Mitchell or others?
Well, Air Cargo Carriers is a government contractor, mostly. And I think a lot of their work is secret. But I think it may have something to do, of course, with the winding down of the wars. But on the other hand, there's other contracts that they're negotiating that are going to increase their participation in the Defense Department. But I'm really speaking out of turn here.
Mr. Bateman, if you really don't, let's talk about the issue. Right here, because this is a good business sound sense. So, address, do you have any other questions of Mr. Bateman about this particular item?
I will defer right now. Thank you.
Any other questions on this item? Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd just like to ask for a little bit of a repeat for some clarification, because I'm going back over this again as we're talking more about it. I thought that you said earlier when you first started that this was an issue of just 90 days or 3 months, and I'm having a hard time finding that in the attachment. Can you just point me to that?
The current lease expires April 30th this year.
Okay.
And we're talking about making this adjustment to the smaller footprint on February 1st. So February, March, April would be 3 months of reduction.
So without the board's approval of this item, their situation would be their current lease, and that current lease being up for a 2-year renewal as of April 1st. And you're asking for not only the opportunity to renew early, but for the renewal to be modified to be a smaller footprint. Did I articulate that correctly?
The recommendation is to reduce their leased area for the 3 months that remain in the current lease, and then they would renew, they would exercise their option for the remainder of the lease at the smaller footprint.
So in theory, there could be a a third option here besides simply approving or disapproving, and that would possibly be you going back to air cargo carriers and requesting that they consider renewing with a smaller footprint April 1st, but not amending the current lease, correct? Would that be a middle ground perspective on this?
I'm not exactly following what you're saying.
They have a large footprint right now, and they're leasing a lot of space. And if they renew their lease without any modifications for April 1st, extending it another 2 years, they're still leasing that large amount
right.
of space.
That's right.
And what they want is to reduce to a smaller amount of space, and they don't want to do it April 1st. They want to do it now.
Right.
So a middle ground option could be for you to go back to air cargo carriers and recommend that instead of modifying the lease now, we modify the extension of the lease on April 1st so that their only choice is not to extend April 1st for a large amount of space. They have an option then to extend for a small amount of space. That would be a middle, if I'm understanding what you're saying the problem is, that would be a middle ground between where some of my colleagues seem to have a position and a concern and what you've proposed, and I'm just trying to confirm that's correct.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, I think the issue is that come April 1st or April
May 1st,
they would not exercise their option to continue except at the smaller footprint.
That's my point.
Right. Yeah.
But we don't have to give them the smaller footprint amending our current lease prematurely.
No, we don't.
No. Okay.
Okay. So, Jersey?
What's the exact amount we're talking about? I'm not sure I understand the fiscal note here. Rental revenues will be approximately $62,000 for 2014. The first year of their agreement, this is a reduction from the $167 that they had been paying annually. So what is the actual reduction, I guess I'm asking? Is it $167 minus the $62,000?
Fiscal notes are prorated, so that's why sometimes they're confusing. But it's a reduction of $167,000.
So the actual reduction is $167,000. And the other question that I have
correction.
Is a follow-up.
Correction, that's not correct. This is a reduction from the $167,000 has been paying annually. So it's, and they'll be paying $62,000. So it's
so it is a reduction of
$1,000 reduction.
Say that again?
It's $100,000.
Right, so okay, so you would subtract it. And you indicate that approximately 75 spaces of parking area will be provided at no charge. Was that in the original lease agreement?
Yes.
So that's not a change?
No, it's a reduction of parking spaces. It's not a change.
Oh, it's a reduction. Okay, that clarifies that issue. You know, here's my final question: Are we going to see, and have an opportunity to approve the new agreement when it comes back?
In the renewal,
or is this it?
No, you do not. The lease terms were part of the original approval of the board, and by doing this change, if you do it, it would then they would exercise their option to renew at that level. If you did not follow this recommendation and they came to us to exercise the option, we'd come back to the board with that because it's a reduction of terms and conditions.
Well, it seems like if we don't approve this, they'll have to pay what they agreed to the first time, and then they can choose not to exercise their option and enter into new agreements with us when we can then take the opportunity to review this whole thing from the get-go.
That's correct.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
We have a motion of approval. Any other comments, questions? Clerk, call the roll.
Wyshon?
Aye.
Borkowski?
No.
Jerzyk?
No.
Lipscomb?
No.
Alexander?
No.
Taylor?
No.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
2 ayes, 5 noes. The motion to approve fails.
We are going to item number 2 now.